Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
And welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Ben Crawford, who's a CEO at Central Nick. How are you, Ben?
Excellent. Hey, Zach.
Right. You've been quite busy. I think you've got a sort of an ambition to take over the whole of your space. Last time, I think we spoke about a year ago, you were buying stuff, and you're still doing that at the moment.
Yeah, we actually just completed a deal on this past Sunday. However, I'd have to say for the first half of the year, we didn't make a single acquisition. So slowed down because of COVID. Business has been very good in the first half. You see, we grew very well on a pro forma basis. We grew at 18% year on year. But you know, when you're in the business of doing acquisitions and there's a there's an economic downturn, it's a good time to kind of pause and see how those targets fare under those circumstances. And happily, the one we were focused on CodeWise was doing very well. So we decided to acquire it a couple of months ago, did an equity raise, was really oversubscribed because it's a great business, and now it's just joined our group as of Sunday.
So basically there wasn't, I mean, you paused yourself, but there wasn't really any drop down in the business from the COVID period. I mean, you went through, you know, February, March, April, et cetera. People didn't sort of say, oh, I'm going to close down my domain or anything.
No, not at all. I mean, when you think about it, you know, domain names don't actually cost very much money individually, but if you decide to save that, you know, $15 a year, the result is your email stops working, your website goes down, and that's probably the last thing that anyone wanted to do while they're working from home. So I'd say we've turned out, firstly, we shut our offices before we were required to and sent everyone home. We've had a couple of cases of COVID among our staff, but happily they couldn't spread it to any of our other staff. And so we've by and large kept our workforce healthy. Our entire supply chain is online, which means that it has also been uninterrupted by COVID, and demand has been solid for our products and services happily. I guess now more than ever, people are reliant on email to communicate with their colleagues, and businesses are reliant on their websites and e-commerce to communicate with their customers. So it's actually we've proven to be pretty much impervious to the last round of COVID. I guess obviously we never get ahead of ourselves. We're always very cautious and very vigilant and measure everything very carefully to make sure that we stay on top of things. But so far it's looking good for us. What we did do though is pause with our acquisition activity because exactly it's a good opportunity to look at the targets you were thinking of buying and see how do they go under COVID and also just maybe hold out for a while on closing a deal. It only made sense.
I mean, you've been on the acquisition trail, or you resumed it now. Is there any sort of goal in terms of, you know, a market share or market cap that you're thinking of?
Well, what I would say is that there's many different ways to define the market, but generally, there's us and a group of other people who have been involved in consolidating the market. And no doubt in 5 years' time, there's going to be, you know, a small number of companies rather than hundreds of companies in our industry. I guess for us, it's always been our model to buy the best companies, not necessarily the biggest, but the ones with the best technology, the best people, the partners and customers that we really want to have. And so that would continue to be, you know, for any future M&A that we were to consider, we'd always be looking at quality would be number one for us.
I mean, I think I asked you the same thing a year or two ago. You had a market cap maybe near 50 million at that time. And I said that, you know, all your competitors in the space, they're all billion-dollar companies. I presume that you would be heading that direction. Is that still the case?
Well, so far we're heading in that direction, aren't we? No, I mean, look, I think the market actually would have absolutely sustained more companies, or at least one more with that kind of market cap eventually.
Right. And so, but it is a scalable business, obviously, by definition. I mean, you could be all over the world.
Absolutely. We already have actually customers in every country in the world where we can legally do business. So, yeah, that's about 197, I think. We already have customers in all those countries. So the next thing is just to get scale in all those countries.
Well, it's good news, Ben. Ben Crawford, CEO at Central Nick. Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, great talking to you, Zach. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.